Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kalen, lend me your ear, Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Hey, everybody out there. Kalen Patterson once again. P4P Real Talk. Solid. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation and opportunity in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let's talk. And hopefully this time it won't be any interruptions, won't be any technical glitches, won't be any problems. I'm talking to a guy. We actually became friends on social media. Then we found out we're going to be at the same show, not competing against each other, but sharing the same stage. And just got all kinds of elated on that and just real happy about it because I found out that he was also a P4P sponsored athlete. And I'm like, wow, there's so many connections. And, you know, these shows are all about positive energy, positive atmosphere. And to meet this fella, his smile is genuine. And, I'll introduce him, and then we'll get to talk. So, Ron Anderson, Jr., please introduce yourself.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. Yeah, this is Ron Anderson. And, as you said, I'm another sponsored P4P athlete doing everything the natural way. I'm working out right now, getting ready for a men's physique competition, hopefully going pro.
If you're talking about the show I think you're talking about, I'm sure that people will not be surprised. Honestly, I would go, even if I wasn't a competitor, this show has some of the top elite natural bodybuilders in anywhere. I mean, just the names alone was enough to put a smile on my face. And, you know, just the people in attendance is going to be great. But, you know, the people that will be off stage, some I haven't seen in 2 years. But, my goodness, I'm just really excited. And, you know, I'm sure you're a fan, but I don't know if you're as big a fan as I am, Ron, about the natural competition. But I could just, man, I get so energized. Well, you've seen me, so ain't no point in trying to, persuade you anything. You see me, I'm always running around smiling, doing something, because it's just like there's just so much energy in the room. I just pick up on all of that. So your men's physique, you did well at the NABBA Chi-Town Showdown, and that's basically in this area where everybody gets their name, because it's not really a local show, but it's in the region, so everybody can find a way to get to it. And it's basically like Rutgers Park or someplace like, you know, I can't think of the place in Chicago. I used to play there all the time. But where, if you don't get a nickname there, the nickname you're given isn't really official until you get it there. Well, that's what the Chi-Town Showdown is about. So for you, you know, to get out there and go up against those guys, and what I saw was the short, medium, and tall guys coming out of those, out of men's physique, were all on point, yourself included.
I agree. It was amazing.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I mean, it was amazing. I mean, some of the competitors there, and believe it or not, that was my first competition. I decided, you know, it was time for me to, you know, get on stage and take a new route with my health and fitness. And the competition was fierce. It was amazing. I couldn't believe. Couldn't believe it when I got first place in that competition.
And, you know, I'm telling you, and that was just in your class. And then the overall, I said, you know, my goodness, men's physique has truly stepped up, because you guys represented that show well. And I think that was the first year where they had that and a pro card on top of that. So, No, there was no pro card. I'm sorry. There was just different class. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say not for men's physique, but, you know, there were for bodybuilding and a few others. But No, regardless, yeah, the competitors that I saw there, I mean, it was absolutely amazing.
And honestly, being your first show, I you stepped into a bus, so I'm here to tell you, and then I'm really glad you had such respect and such a work ethic that you were able to hold your own there. But I'm sure that had to be an eye-opening experience to see, seven and eight in your class that deep, and then the guys that are winning in the other classes looking just as well. I mean, my goodness, it had to be like that had to be something to just wake you up.
It really was. And you know what? I've done, martial arts professionally my whole life, and the competition's always fierce, but you go in knowing, you kind of know what to expect. But at this, it was a completely new experience where I can't fight my way to the top in these. So, you just have to come on stage with the best you have.
And I think that's what's really, I mean, so very unique about bodybuilding as a sport is that all the work is done before you arrive at the venue. So basically, you're just showing what you've already done. So either you've won or you've lost before you even set foot in the door.
It's amazing. It really shows how dedicated and the work ethic of the athletes, because that's true. People don't realize that, we're always in the gym, and a lot of people say, "Oh, why are you doing that? Why are you working out? Why are you eating right?" Because that's how we prepare. It's just like if you're in baseball or basketball or anything like that, you go to practice. But for
That's
us,
right.
what makes it What even makes it that much harder for a bodybuilder or someone that's doing figure or physique is that you don't have that team around you helping to push you and spur you on. Sometimes it's just you at 2 a.m. in the gym by yourself, getting your grind on, because that's what you have to do so that the next time you're on stage, you're on top.
Exactly. And I'm sure that you had plenty of motivation with somebody like Monte looking like he did, because you guys, everybody, the short, like I said, for the overall in that show, that's one of the best I've seen in a long time. I've where just all three classes were just tough to judge. I mean, I would have hated to have been a judge at that show for the men's physique overall. That was insane. And it wasn't that big a difference between, because you had posing, Vontae had posing size, and I can't remember the guy in the short class, but oh my goodness, it was just tough to watch because nobody really knew. I mean, it became like I think your class and what with all the men's overall were where they went silent because nobody really had a clue as to who was going to step off with the actual win.
Yeah, I mean, it was even a surprise to the guys backstage. When they were, when they called us all back out on stage, people were like, they were all thanking all, congratulating all of us because they were like, "We don't know." They're like, "We honestly don't know."
It's got to be tough. I mean, and with that being your first show, you got to explain to people because some, it's just still, even though this show, even though the season's pretty much into the halfway point, there's still people that haven't stepped on stage for the first time to help someone that's preparing, like you said, with the work in the gym, with the diet, with the sleep, with the work, with the family, with the familiar support. How do you keep the right mindset to make sure when you step on stage, you can bring your best, because you brought a good package, no doubt.
You know what, my biggest thing, and I tell people, it's not just being humble, but you got to be hungry. You can't be that guy that, "Oh, there's other guys out there, I hope they do well." That's great, and that's good sportsmanship. But I think, at the end of the day, this is a sport. If you can't give it your all in the gym, if you can't give it your all in your diet, if you can't give it your all every day, then someone else is. And that's the person that you're going to lose out to, that person that's just a little more driven, a little more dedicated than you are. So for me, I tell people that every day I have to be a little bit better than the day I was before, no matter what. I can't go to bed at night until I've done 5% or 10% or even 2% more than I did the day before, because I know my competitors are out there doing the exact same thing. Exactly. And that's what drives me.
And I don't want people to think that all you have to do is go to the gym. I mean, you have a life as well. And there's plenty of things
exactly.
going on in your day. Well, when you're finding that time, you're making it. So, you know, let the people know what you do and how you go about making that time to basically address the needs of your own body while you're, you know, helping others with theirs.
It's always funny when I tell people this story because they can't believe me. But, you know, I tell people I'm a professional athlete and a professional entrepreneur. You know, I have 5 companies right now in the process of opening 2 more as we speak. I work literally 80 hours at least per week. And, you know, on top of that, I have a family. I have a beautiful 2-year-old son, a loving wife. And, you know, I train professionally too. So I work with thousands of athletes from youth to pro athletes, Olympic athletes on a daily basis. But beyond all that, it doesn't matter for me. I'm here to help people. That's, you know, my whole mission for life is, you know, be better than I am, be better tomorrow than I am today, and bring as many people as I can with me. But with that is not only helping others, but helping myself. So it doesn't matter if I have to get up at 4 a.m. It doesn't matter if I have to work out, or, you know, if I have to plan my meals a week ahead. You know, whatever it takes, I have the will and drive to do that. And I like to instill that in other people. And for me, I don't feel that a health or fitness or athletic professional or coach can be the best they can be unless they practice what they preach.
Yes.
So oh, yeah. My philosophy is my same athletes that I train, they see me training twice as hard. And they go, wow, you already looked at, why would you keep going? Why would you keep trying harder? You already look the way you do. And I go, because I don't do this just for my looks, but I do this for you. I do this for my athletes, for my family, for my friends, because I have to be a leader. And, you know, I'm trying to lead people into a new wave of health and fitness and nutrition. And I have to do that through myself.
I totally agree with that. And I always go back to the time when I learned about the natural side of competitions. I was so geeked. I can't even express, because to me, it was just a dead end road if I had to do enhanced competitions, because I said, I'm never going to take those things. So basically I'm already stepping on stage a loser, because I've already said, this isn't the road for me. So how can my heart be in it? And like you said, if I can't drive myself, how can I help others?
Exactly. Hey, you're exactly right. Yeah. And you know what, for me, natural is the way to go. I mean, so many people out there, I can't tell you how many times people ask me, oh, what are you taking? What steroids are you on? You know, are you taking HGH? Are you taking this and that? And I tell all of them no, and they can't believe me. And I go, I don't take anything. It's I do things. That's the difference. I don't believe in shortcuts.
Exactly. And it shows. I mean, you can't hide the work you do. I don't care anybody that thinks they can. That's the biggest lie they've ever let come out of their mouth. If you're a hard worker, you cannot hide it. You cannot bury it. And you can't put it in a closet. It's going to show, because that's who you are. And you know, I think this comes from the martial artist background when we talk about discipline. Because if you can't control you, you can't help others. And that was something I learned when I was in my teens, because it just seemed more like anybody that was an opponent was never an opponent to me. They were just somebody that understood everything that I was trying to do, and they wanted to do the same thing and win. So the discipline came from not hating anyone, but just competing against someone. And that was a big, big eye-opener for me, because then I had no enemies, but I had a lot of people that I could get better off of, because they were getting better off of me as well. So it was like a shared existence. the best way to say it.
I think that's a great way to look at it. And even, you know, and in the first show that I did get first in my class, but Monte, you know, beat me in overall. But, you know, me and Monte right after that were like, we congratulated each other. We're like, man, we got to start working out together, you know. It spurs both of us on that one. We were that close. We were both right there. You know, we both won our classes. And then now, you know, we're going to be competing against each other again. And it's like, and it's not any form of, you know, animosity or anything like that. Like, we're trying to help each other, better each other even more, and just enjoy the competition.
Yes. And my buddy, A-Prig, he's going to be helping Monte, and they're going to be stepping on stage at Men's Physique at the Olympia. So, at the National Olympia, I'm sorry. And unless people compete in the natural shows, they don't understand that bond. And it's not created. More like, there's more like a spotlight on it. Because you already have it in you. And people think that, you know, they met and they become fast friends. No. They're already driven. And then they find like-minded people that are just as driven or more, but in a different way. And that's what increases all of us. You know, when you were just smiling back there before we, you know, even before we did the Midwest Muscle interview, you were just happy to be there. And, you know, that's what it's all about. I get a chance to show my best because I know when we would go to the tournaments and it was a lot of people that had a lot of anger issues. I'm sure you've seen it too. And
they were
usually good at the beginning, but they softened up or got weakened later when they met somebody that was just as driven, but not in a negative way. And they would always get trapped. I don't care how hard they pushed, their heart wasn't in the right spot. And so they would always end up with that second place trophy. You'd always see it broken, you know, when you're headed out to the cars. And this is the guy that was so mad that he got second that he couldn't even take the trophy home. I can't even express it. I'll let you go ahead. Go ahead, please.
No, and you know, it's amazing too. And I think that some people get into this profession for the wrong reason. Some people get into this, you know, and it's ego or it's something on their bucket list or they're trying to prove something. And those are the people that don't last. Those are the people you see at one show, maybe another one, and then that's it. You don't see them again. But I think that the beauty of this sport is that we take everyone in. It doesn't matter if it's your first show. It doesn't matter if it's something on your bucket list. None of that matters to the competitors. We're just there to have a good time. You know, we're there to show our best, you know, to entertain the crowd. There's no egos at these shows. You know, for the people that have been doing it for a while, it's a part of our profession. It's what we love. And we love sharing that with others.
And you got to have a passion for it if you're doing that much work and still trying to find time to look. Because, you know, I used to joke. I said, there's gym ready and there's stage ready. And people in the gym see you looking halfway decent, and they say, oh, you should compete. And when you go to a show and you realize what competition is, and that's honestly, you can tell right then and there who's set to make this the long term and who's saying, O.S., I just effed up. So I always I look around like that, and it's almost like what was that, the water boy?
Oh yeah.
I don't need to. We don't need to share that part. But this, it's just it's like, what are you here for? You know, I would ask a guy because he's like, if you're in my class, I've already lost. And I'm thinking, why would you say that? You know, we haven't even gone out there. Before we even start, you've already stopped. And, you know, I want that competition. I mean, I remember Garino Mackey, when he found out, he sent me a message, and he was asking about something. And he found out who was going to be at that show. This dude took 8 weeks and busted his butt because he said, that's the kind of competition I want. And he went balls
That's
to the wall
right.
8 weeks and was ready for that show. And I thought he was joking, you know, after he has like as far out as you are. And, you know, he didn't do anything unhealth-wise, but he said that's how he knew he could improve because those are the guys that he was looking up to actually step on stage and compete with. And he actually won that show.
It's amazing. It's amazing what a little work ethic will do, and people don't realize that. You know, us on stage, it's nothing that anyone else can't do. But what I tell people is, are you willing to do what it takes to get on stage?
Mm-hmm.
That's what people don't realize. Like, it's a will that you have to be able to go in day in and day out and do this.
Yeah, and when you're talking about being on the to actually represent the stage,
correct?
I tell this to everybody that knows me at my home gym, Five Star Fitness. My drive was not created. My drive and discipline was created for martial arts, and that was basically my family not wanting me to be a homebody. So they gave me something to do around people that weren't going to be, you know, the bad parts of, you know, there's, like I said, there's people in every group, and there's ones that you can spot a mile away, but there's true, genuine love for what they do, and there's a passion. And the one thing I learned in martial arts was discipline, and it didn't require any kind of weight. It just required mental focus. What are you prepared to do to improve? Because it's no point in seeing somebody get that rank up in belt, and you don't because you didn't apply yourself as hard as they did.
Exactly, and you know what? You know, piggybacking on that too, and I, you know, this is something I don't share with a lot of people, but you know, my whole life I tell people I've been in martial arts. You know, a lot of people know that, they see that, but what a lot of people don't know is that, you know, a little over a year ago I was in a car accident. Got rear-ended at 40 miles an hour. I was just sitting at a light, like completely out of the blue. And it ended my professional martial arts career. So I was supposed to be going potentially to the 2016 games. And then in an instant, all of that was taken from me. You know, I have bulging disc, hernia, I have stenosis. I mean, my spine is so messed up right now, you wouldn't believe it. The doctors told me, you know what? You're done competing. They said, you shouldn't be working out anymore the way you have been. You know, you should just take it easy for the rest of your life. And I go, I'd rather die. I said, I'd rather right. die because this is my life. You know, this is what I do. But, you know, the reason I say this is that if it wasn't for the discipline that I learned in martial arts, I would never have gotten on stage. Because I got on stage just over a year after that accident, and these doctors said, you shouldn't even work out anymore. They said, you shouldn't be lifting weights. Just take it easy. You know, if you want to try to get back into it, you're going to have surgery. I'm 28 years old. I can't hit. Spinal surgery is not even an option for me right now. But, you know, that discipline, you know, that's something that it comes with life. It comes with experience. You know, martial arts in my life, that was a huge part for me. You know, everyone has something that drives them. But for me, that's what did it for me. You know, and that's what it took for me to get to where I am today. I would never have the discipline and the will that I have today otherwise. And for me, standing on stage was one of my proudest moments, I can say honestly, because I had so many other people. I had some people rooting for me. You know, you have some people that doubt you, like you were saying. You have some people that, you know, they get angry at you and, you know, they have all this animosity. But for me, it was me showing people that no matter what happens in your life, you can overcome it, no matter what happens. And it's not just, and this is me, I was telling people, I'm not just telling you this. I'm showing you this because a year ago, the doctor said, you'll never do this. You'll never be able to do it. But I don't believe in never. I don't believe in putting ceilings on what you believe in or what you're capable of. Otherwise, I don't know what I'd be doing right now.
right?
But I knew I wouldn't be happy. And now I couldn't be happier doing this, naturally. couldn't be happier.
It makes all the difference in the world. And I said, you know, the one thing my teacher taught me, he said, there's two things in life, two. He said, one, if it's about the goal, you miss the journey. He said, and if it's about what others think, you're not yourself. And it always used to make me think, because he wasn't challenging me to anything. He was helping me find me. Because he wanted
exactly
people that were going to grow. And, when you're talking, I'm thinking about your, it's like a Bruce Lee moment for you where, you know, you're broken and they're telling you, you know, okay, become the homebody and just become an educator and just be happy with that. Because I had that, you know, I was in an accident myself. I don't know if you've heard any past episodes, but I was hit by a drunk driver, and then she busted me up pretty good. And that left me for dead, you know, basically tried to kill me, make sure I would be dead. And that was when they told me everything that was going to be wrong with me. I was just nodding my head, but it wasn't in agreement. It was just to get them out the room because you don't know. And that's the one thing. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It's like, okay.
I knew I was there.
Yeah, and it's almost funny because they're telling you something you've already seen past, but they don't see it. So, you know, I'm like, well, then let that be your limit, but it won't be mine.
Exactly. That, it's amazing. You know, it's amazing, you know, all these great competitors, the industry. I mean, things are changing so much. And, you know, I think, you know, people like yourself are out there just inspiring people to be something they would never be on their own or that they never thought they can be. You know, I couldn't be a part of a better organization. And, you know, P4P has been, they've been a great family to me as well. They welcome me with open arms. And, you know, I've met so many people already that have, you know, inspired me and changed my life. And it's only been a short time with them. So I'm going to keep that going and try to reverberate that out there to the rest of the world.
Well, you know, since we're on P4P, I have to say that what really draws me and makes me work extra hard is that they're willing to do so much with you in mind, not marketing, but with you as a person. I said, now that's how you treat family. You don't treat friends that way. You treat family that way because you're saying you're a part of us. Like friends, I mean, especially, and when I talk about friends now, I'm talking about the social media age of friendship where they come and go. P went old school and they made it family and not a mafia type deal, but a real family. And I said, man, that just made me work even harder because if somebody's going to root for me, I'm going to give them something to root for.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, like I said, they just welcome me with open arms. I mean, and it's been amazing. And the people in the organization that are involved with P4P and sponsored by P4P and that run the company, I mean, they all have that same passion, and it only, like, every person you talk to in that group just makes you want to try that much harder and do that much more. But, you know, at the same time, they're not asking any of that of you. I don't even know how to explain it. It's like this driving force that P4P has that just makes their athletes that much better.
You ain't kidding. You are not kidding, and you preach it to the choir. All I can say is amen, because it's a beautiful thing. And I remember, like, winning that pro card, and all I wanted to do was tell them. I didn't care about social media hearing about it. I didn't, you know, I wanted Brian Alstrom to know about it because he's always been so driven and helping the natural athletes. And he's not P4P, but he's a great guy. And I wanted Jason Kyman to know how much I appreciated his passion for putting on a great show. But after that, all that mattered was, I mean, I don't even think I contacted my family about the show before I got to P4P, because I was like, you know, just to let them know, thank you, you know, you're worth, and because honestly, seeing, like, one of the first, like, slap in the faces that I got when I started competing was that we did not have any sponsorships. And I'm talking about the elite competitors were just nothing backing them. I remember when I saw Phil Ricardo with Body Evolution, and I was like, you know, this is must be, you know, the normal. But I didn't see anybody else after that. When I saw his face on a big bus, like touring bus, I was so happy. But when you looked around, there was nobody else. I mean, I'm sure there were others, but it was so few and far between. And I said, how can that be right? If we are basically driving the industry by purchasing supplements, I said, we live by this stuff religiously because it makes a difference for our body. Why aren't we being sponsored in that way? I just couldn't. It never made sense to me. And you know, to a certain extent, it still doesn't. Because, like, if the stuff I take is supplemental, because it's going to improve my body to step on a natural stage to actually get me to look like I should because of, you know, working extra hours, doing all this extra stuff, then I need that help because it keeps my body on point. But then you're not getting the sponsorships. You're spending a small fortune to do something that you're supposed to love.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's an amazing industry. There's so much involved in it that people don't realize too. There are companies out there too. I mean, I was before I got sponsored by P4P, I was, you know, I had other companies reach out to me, you know, but I've never actually said this to anybody else, but you know, since we're here, why not? But I've had a lot of companies in some, you know, unnatural organizations go, you know, if you really want to do this and you really want to go to the Olympia, you need our products. And I go, well, okay, you know, tell me about your products. I go, are they natural? They go, no. And I say goodbye. That's all I need to hear. But, and you know, but for me, if a company is going to push a product on me and they know that it's not natural and they know it may have these side effects and they know it's not, you know, what I'm showing isn't actually me, but it's the product working through me. I don't want any part of that. Yeah. I don't want to be on stage selling to people, this is who I am, this is what I do, you can have this body too, and then I didn't work for it. I can't, right. I can't honestly do that in good conscience. But that's why, you know, P4P and, you know, other natural companies, they have the best interest of everyone in mind. They have product that can help you. And I, you know, I, for me, I love that. You know, I wouldn't dream of having anything else.
I totally agree. I mean, I'm on board with it, obviously, because, you know, you see me going everywhere with a P4P shirt on. I couldn't get enough P4P shirts because I said, everywhere I go, I want people to know that they're taking good care of me, because I've in mind and body, because anybody that can put you at ease really has you at ease at heart, and that makes for a great workout, you know, not stressing, not worrying, and, you know, not feel like you're getting double into the backstab. Like you said, there's so many small things that P4P has taken away that were stressful, and they did it because they compete. And they know what it's like. You know, it's almost like these shows now where you have promoters that are doing much better with the competitors because they're competitors. They still have that passion and that drive that we have. And I mean, well, you got to see Joe at the Chi-Town. You know, he's one of the,
yeah.
He and I go way back when we were just gym rats doing midnight work. we used to have what I used to call it midnight match. You know, I always come up with some goofy name, but we used to have the day shift and the night crew, and we had midnight mass. We'd all go into church, because all of us wanted to be better people. We didn't, you know, we didn't know anything about competing. We just knew that if we pushed each other hard in the gym, we'd get better results because everybody had everybody's best interest. And to see him start competing and to see him go from competitions to promoting, it was really something to watch. And I was just, you know, like I said, that passion that you see, it's really something because you realize this is something that I could be a part of, you know, and it's something you could welcome into your life without any fear or shame. But that's when I was learning about natural competitions because, like I said, with the enhanced, I said, this is something I just can't do.
Yeah, I mean, it's so true. And you chose the right way. That's one thing I have to say. You know, I tell people, if you're gonna pick a way to go, choose the right way the first time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't get that second chance when you go that route because it's
exactly.
Exactly. There's a mindset, and you see everything I'm saying is going straight back to the discipline from martial arts. It's how you choose to face your opponent. It's how you choose to face yourself. And if you, like you said, if you're taking shortcuts, then you're probably going to do that in everything you do. And I never wanted that. If I'm going to be at my best, it's going to be me at my best.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. I love that. And, you know, you see that in so many other competitors, too. I mean, and I you know, I've actually done some non-natural competition. And it's amazing the difference of the athletes in the natural competitions versus the non-natural ones. Because my whole goal was, you know, I'm going to go out there and I want to compete against all the unnatural guys and I want to, you know, come out on top and show them they can do it naturally. I'm trying to bring them on our side. Don't go to the dark side. I'm trying to show them that there's a light.
Right.
There's a light here. It's good and it's pure and you'll like it much better because at some of those unnatural competitions, though, they are angry. They're not happy. You know, they're going in there and it's just like, this is not for me. I'm in here to have a good time and, you know.
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
Everybody's having a great time. Everybody's having a great time, and I love that about that because it's truly an event. And I said, when your family's going to come back there, I can't imagine being in that same situation and having syringes all over the place or stuff that you don't identify with, but you still got to try to explain it away in a way for the people that are there saying, is this really... really health and fitness. I guess I remember being at this, I don't really want to get into the show or the place because it just brings such bad memories, but I'm just going to share with this that where this kid had a poster and was happy to see this person and go out and see, you know, the injection and the cigarette smoking at the same time. And just to look on the kid's face, I said, you know, I don't want that. I don't want no child or anybody to have to look at me in that way where every dream had just been crushed. You know, it's like, it would almost be like a preacher coming down from the pulpit and backslapping one of his, one of the people that was outside. It was just a little bit out of line with interrupting the church service. It's like, well, then you're not having church service. Something you're doing something totally different, and that's what I felt like with that kid. Just that look. It's, you know, certain things that just catch your eye, and you don't know why, but you never forget it. And that was just one of them.
I
said, yeah, go ahead.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about, and you know what? That piggybacking on what you're saying too is that we're role models. Like you said, for kids, you know, for the youth, for adolescents, for even adults and master's classes, you know, we are role models walking on stage. And I think that we have to, as athletes, realize that you know, what we do and what we say and how we act and what we do in public, people respond to that. Like, you may not think so, and some people are like, oh, it's just a show, and, you know, I'll still do whatever I want to. But that one show you go to could affect tens of hundreds, even thousands of people. And yes, as an athlete, you have to take responsibility in knowing your actions could reverberate to other people, to youth, to families, to anyone. So for me, I have to be the best role model I can.
And I like, right back to the discipline.
Exactly. And it's lacking in a lot of people, but I can happily say, in the natural world, that's why I'm going the natural route, because I, you know, my first non-natural show, I was like, this is not for me. In the discussion, that was a very clear understanding after my first show. But in the natural world, I can't even explain. It just felt like home. I guess that's the best way I can put it. You know, it wasn't even, like, I didn't feel like I was walking on stage. I felt like I was just hanging out with a bunch of friends I felt like I knew forever, and I just met them, you know, a few hours ago backstage.
Exactly. And everyone is helping everyone. And I've been in every sport that you can imagine, even soccer. And it's always competitive nature, and there's always that one person that just doesn't know how to handle competition, but there's always an opposing team. And my coaches would always say, don't you dare help them. You're helping them to beat you. And I was thinking, but if we're that good, what does it matter? We're going to win because we're that good. A good team beat any single individual. And I've seen it 100 times over. But in the natural community, everybody's on the same team. It's just who gets first place on that. But it's not first place. It's more like, okay, you were the best that day.
Exactly.
Everybody walks out happy. That's in a true competitive nature. Because like you said, not everybody is meant to be there. There's some people that are driven for the wrong reason. And honestly, they do end up in the enhanced route in the round because that's their nature. And God bless them for it. But, you know, it's, I hate to see them have to go there, but you can almost tell from the beginning that's where they're going because that's the spirit that drives them.
Exactly. Yeah, just going by, you know, I guess they're just driven by the wrong force. And, you know, it's unfortunate to see it. I've seen it happen to some of the greatest, you know, both men and women. It happens in both sides. You know, it's, trust me, that side of this sport is not sexist. It does not discriminate. I think, you know, for us, though, you know, we're there to help those people. You know, and I think that's the beauty of the natural world is that, you know, a lot of people in the natural world are, you know, health, fitness professionals, athletes, you know, people that in psychology or doctors, you know, they really have an influence over people's lives. And, you know, even me, myself, being, you know, a health and fitness professional, is that, you know, I practice what I preach. I know day in and day out I'm a role model, and that helps to push me because I, you know, I see people that are, you know, going down that dark path. And, you know, if I can even help one person, you know, even if it's just one a day or one a week or one a month or one a year, that for me makes all of this worth it.
Yes, because if it's about a trophy, you've already failed. And I've always believed that. I don't step on stage to be that guy. Then I've actually done myself and the stage a disservice. And it's all about honor and respect. For me, well, you know, everybody's got a reason for being up there. Some people love it. You know, some people love the competitive state. Me was always, you know, honor and respect. Do I do myself honor by what I'm doing right now? Do I respect the other people while I'm out there? Because, you know, I played basketball, and it's just, you know, football was okay, but you couldn't, you know, with the trash talking I used to do in basketball, I'm just saying, I used to upset many a fella, and I haven't ready to fight. You know, it was just the nature of the beast. I wasn't saying anything rude or vulgar, but just really letting them know you're not winning today. And, you know, that's just, you know, for me, that's just the competitive side of it. It's trash talk. And, you know, at the end, I take him to Dairy Queen or somewhere. You know, it doesn't matter to me because, you know, like I said, what's done is done. And if you're competing, it should be competition. There shouldn't be any anger or hate. I hate that person. I said, no, then you hate yourself. It should be who improves who better than the other. And I want to get better.
Yeah, I think it's great. Yeah. It's amazing. I love that. I love hearing it. I love talking to you.
Well, yeah. You've been through some life moments, so you know it does humble you. And we are put in a different mindset when you get that that human moment. You know, because we're all born, but we have all. Not everybody gets to that point where they can be brought back to humanity. Because when everything's going well, you get a lot of folks in your corner. They ain't actually for you, but they're in your corner. And they want what you got, just not what you did and the work you did to get it. So they're just right.
Exactly.
That's right. You know, that's right. You know. But when you get to that human moment, and everything falls apart, and they disappear. You get to see you, and I said, all right, did I believe everything they said, or was I still just as driven as I thought I was without them? And when you get to that point, that's when you know. That's when everything starts getting brighter. I mean, everybody said it's dark. I said, no, it's because you still got your eyes closed. You open your eyes up, it's going to be a bright world in front of you. Because we've been blind for a while. Like you said, not everybody wants to be a role model, but if they step on stage, they usually are. Because you got to see, you know, Joe was really big about family at the Chi-Town. And he involved family all through that show.
And oh, yes, he does.
Yes, there was children there. They were, you know, I said, when they can run up to you smiling, you know you made a difference.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it.
I still smile. You know, and I like it's such a joy. And you know, it's not about you know, I hope people that are listening, because we have people that listen to the show that aren't competitors, they're just fans of it. And it's not all about being on stage. But it is all about what it took to get there. And that's what makes up the natural community. That drive that brings us all together. Because it is family, you know. We are one. We're united in iron. And that's a special spot to be.
Yeah. You know, I couldn't agree more with you. And I know it's amazing, and I know some people might not understand, and, you know, we can say what we have to say, and, you know, until you're a part of that family, you might not just get it, but it's something about this family, about the natural world and the organizations that nothing else I've ever done or been a part of, no sport, no team, no organization, can even come close to what it makes, not me feel, but just something that resonates in me where it feels like this is home. It just feels like the right thing. And for me, it doesn't matter if you're an athlete, if you're not an athlete, if you're just a fan, if you're, you know, doing this professionally or just recreationally, you know what? You're still a part of the family. You know, everyone gets treated the same. And that's the beauty of it is you have that support. You have your mentors. You're going to have friends. You're going to have colleagues. You're going to have people you're going to compete against. But at the same time, you wouldn't want to have it any other way.
right. That's right. Because at the end of the day, everybody gets better. Because, you know,
exactly.
You see us on stage and there's a lot of people posing and stepping in front of each other and, you know, laughing and giggling and doing all kinds of craziness. But backstage, there's tips being shared. There's food. There's diets. Everything, you know, what did you do to get your leg to look like that? What did you do to get your arm to look like that? And people are sharing that information freely because they know, you know, it's a true interest. It's a true, sincere concern about how do I make myself better? And everybody's got that question. And everybody's willing to give that answer. And that's just beautiful to me. That's just, it's so, like I said, being in all these sports, and then seeing that, I said, I almost wish I'd started soon. It's no point doing hindsight, but man, I can't even imagine the person I'd be if I had been into this, you know, at an early age.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you know what, going off of that too, there's some amazing things that are going to be going on. And, you know, not only in our organization, our industry, and, you know, in P4P, specifically, but there's some amazing things that we're working on that will be revealed to everyone soon that's going to make this community that much stronger. And
yeah.
I can say this much, that I'm happy to be a big part of what's about to happen. You know, a lot of people don't know, a lot of people don't see, but there's going to be this whole new innovative and revolutionary thing that's about to happen. And unfortunately, people that don't listen to this podcast won't even know it's coming until it's already there. But I'm really excited for it, and I'm excited for the P4P family and, you know, some of the things we're working on together to be able to help even that much more than we already are.
Exactly. And like you said, they're driven. P4P is driven. As much as they might be doing, they're doing so much more to make it better for the athlete. And that just humbles me more than anything, because it's like, how can I sit there and say, I've done enough, when they're saying, we got so much more to do?
I agree. It's never enough. Never. I give my heart and soul to this industry. Whatever I can.
Well, now, since the show is getting close to the end, I wanna give you a chance to give a shout out to everybody that you've had a chance to basically come into your life and start making you, just showed you the way that actually makes this worth it, you know, and not just in fitness, but just the people that have been in your corner no matter what.
You know what? I'm not going to try to sound cliche on this, but I might. But, you know, I'm a very religious person. So, I always thank God first, because, you know, a lot of people don't know I grew up in very, you would meet me and you would never, never believe what I'm about to tell you. But I grew up on the south side of Chicago. I grew up in a lot of rough neighborhoods, you know, where we had to watch out for gangs and drugs and this, that, and the other. So I always give, you know, God was my number one inspiration for keeping me on the right track. But, you know, beyond that too, you know, my family, my wife and son, you know, and I guess everyone I've ever come in contact with. And I know it sounds kind of cliche, but the people that have doubted me, the people that have supported me, the people that have been in my corner, the athletes I've trained, anyone I've ever come in contact with has helped me become the person I am today. And you know what? I'm able to say that. A lot of people say, I got here by doing this myself. I didn't get to where I am by myself. I wouldn't be the person I am today if it wasn't for everyone I came in contact with, because I learned from each and every one of them. So that's my shout out. It's a shout out, not to the people that know me and the people that come and the fans, but it's a shout out to everyone out there that, you know, I'm going to say thank you for, you know, being who you are and, you know, doing your daily grind and, you know, doing the best that you can, because that helps me be a better person and that helps me help others become better.
That's very well said. That's not cliched at all. That's just real talk. And since we're on Real Talk, you know, I really appreciate you doing that, because it would always, I don't really know how to say it, would always kind of deflect from the person when they'd be, you know, having that time to shine, and then the I statement comes out, and you just want to run on stage and try and stop them before they take away from everybody that helped, you know, create the person
that's
standing in front of everybody. And, you know, I said, if my uncle hadn't taken me to the local Y to start martial arts, if the instructor hadn't said, you know, he's a late entry, but we'll still take him. If the kids hadn't said, you know, we don't mind sharing the time with this guy that basically walked in here and taken away from the time we had because our class is already set. Just even to that moment. And it's like, well, I can't claim that. I shared in it, but they had to share with me before I could share with anyone else. Because let's say, flip the script, and they say, no, he can't come in. And no, he can't be a part of this. That might have turned me off to martial arts altogether.
But yeah, and you wouldn't be where you are today. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So how can I say, I did this? I did that. No. If I say anything, it'll be, I listened to him. I listened to her. She taught me. He taught me. They shared a moment with me. Like you said, the thank you is basically dealing with my sorry behind when nobody wanted to.
I have heard that one before. Yeah, thanks to all those people. Those people that had to deal with me as a child.
Right?
I may not have been the easiest child to deal with, but I turned out into a good man.
And thank God for that, because it's not easy. And I truly do believe it takes a community to raise a child. I've seen it happen. And, you know, even back when I was growing up in the center of the terrace, it was everybody involved in us. You know, the whole community was there for us. And we had some great times growing up. And it was because everybody had to interact with everybody, and everybody's mama knew everybody else's mama. Everybody's dad knew everybody else's dad. And that was the community that created us. And I look at, you know, this SRT, Southern River Terrace, I'm sorry, I'm speaking like I'm like three at home. But it's one of those things where the I statement can't exist in who I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Gotta love life.
What'd you forget? You forget to thank you.
No, not at all. It's amazing when you take time out and actually reflect on your life, just how amazing it is to be where you are.
Yeah. And it's so many people and faces and names, and they all can come back right now because you understand that it's not about me.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that's a little deep. We might have got too deep for some of them.
Might have got a little too. We got to come back a little bit. Keep things entertaining.
Right? Well, the show's come to an end anyway. So if we got to end on that, I hope it's a reflection for the minds and the people that understand that the natural community is big, but the hearts are bigger. And the minds are even bigger still. There's a drive that you don't have to understand. You just have to understand that they get it. And if they're driven, whatever's driving them, if it's positive, then let them be driven. And if they seem insane, then let them be crazy, because that might be the normal you need. I don't mind being around this kind of atmosphere because I don't fear it. and I'm sure you don't either. This is something that basically makes you smile. Because if somebody would have told me as a child that I would love exercise, I would agree with them. But if they told me I'd love going to a gym, I'd have called them a fool. So, Ron, you got any last words?
You know what? My last words simply is this. You know what? Be the best you can be. That's it. That's all you need to be in life. Don't try to be someone else. Be you. Love who you are and do what you can to make yourself the best you possible.
Well, that's the best we can get. I love it. I love it. So let's end the show with that, Ron. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to have some info coming out for the P4P athletes. You guys will really be surprised when you hear about it. It's groundbreaking. I'll just say it like that. We'll have the person on, and we'll actually have Joe and JB on as well in the upcoming future. I'm really excited for the things these guys are creating and thinking and contemplating. I'm sure Ron is as well. Great things.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to be back on and tell the people about it.
Well, I'll see you at the North American before that. We'll get some Midwest Muscle conversations in and keep this natural world going. So thank you, Ron. Thanks so much. Have a blessed night. I got to get to working out because I got to
lay. Yeah, me too. Got to get to it.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great one, man.
You too.